The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Monday, April the 30th. Andy Holding looking at a 7-race programme at Kilbeggan this evening, due to be run on softer, heavy ground. Starting at 5 o'clock, we work all the way through to 8 o'clock. Not a particularly strong-looking card there here tonight, but competitive all the same. There's only really one race where the favourite is odds on, and that's in the bumper. The rest of them fairly open. Hopefully we can find a few winners, and I'm going to be sticking with horses who've got recent form on softer heavy ground. That seems to be the most sensible option here tonight. We begin with the 5 o'clock, which is an extended 2-mile 3 maiden. Surely Hugo and Taz has got every chance of finally getting off the mark. He's certainly been knocking on the door in these kind of events under both codes, over chase fences and of hurdles, of course. His latest run came over the smaller obstacles at Fairy House, and for a majority of that race he looked like landing the gamble. He was back from sort of 4-1 in the morning into around about 9-4 on the off. But he just got outrun by Cluin Dar, who was a tough little sort and was also money for as well. The pair of them pulled well clear in a tenacious finish. Prior to that, he'd run well in a chase behind High Nelly, and that form doesn't look too shabby in the context of this race. And even though his main market rival has arguably got the more sexy profile, those days are gone. I'd still expect Hugo and Taz's experience to hopefully gain the day. Certainly think the softer heavy ground will suit him, arguably slightly better than the favourite. On to the 5:30 then, again another trappy-looking race here. Krezek has won, had quite a few chances and was a bitter disappointment down in Ballin Road the other day. Didn't really like his finishing effort whatsoever. So I'm going to take a little bit of chance here that I like the way you're thinking from the Gavin Cromwell stable. Can finally step up to the plate on the third time of asking. He was certainly an eye-catcher first time at Down Raw behind Icario. And even though he was no match for the Gordon Elliott trained Caraca the other day down in Limerick, I thought he kept on quite nicely on the running without being unduly punished, certainly to suggest there's races to be won with him. And from a family, of course, with a very stout pedigree with regard to stamina, tonight's conditions should really play into his strengths. Mark Walsh takes the ride, and I'd sooner be with him anyway than the favourite at a short price. I think he's around about 5-2 this morning. I like the way you're thinking. On to the 6 o'clock. First of the competitive handicaps here. Obviously, call the barman arrives here in decent nick, having won down in Huntingdon the other day. And he's respected, but I'm going to give a little bit of chance here for young Ned on the Hill, who's, for me, got some of the best form on offer in this particular race, particularly those races towards the autumn of last season at Fairy House and Punchestown, respectively. Both of them were in good time figure races, particularly that one at Fairy House, the first one, when he was second behind Russian Roulette. He came from some way off the speed that day to finish a never near a second. The third one subsequently, Lex Talionis, who's now in the care of Charlie Mann, who was fourth. He's also franked the form a little bit further down the line. Nothing wrong with that run behind the aforementioned Lex Talionis next time at Punchestown. Bit disappointing, has to be said, on his last run at Thurles, but that was over fences, of course. He's now back over hurdles off a reasonable mark. It's just a question, of course, whether he's fit enough to do himself justice after that little break. But he does go well on a sharp right-handed track, as his winning Ballin Road suggested. And these odds this morning ran about 5-1. At least we've got the safety net of 3 places if we back him each way. On to the 6:30. Not too many of these coming in good form. Brosnan and George has yet to win a race, but he's run quite well in his last two starts at Fairy House, respectively. And that fifth behind Battling Spirit, where he kept on quite well from the back of the field, certainly suggested there's a race in him somewhere. In particular, now he's stepping up to 3 miles. I think he's shown a little bit of one-pace tendencies, one could argue, in his last two runs. But I'm going to stick with Farina, who was a good winner down in Tramore the other day. An absolutely bottomless ground. It's probably some of the worst ground I've seen in Ireland for quite a while that day. And she really toughed it out from the front, or certainly from the head of affairs. She took the running up, coming down the back straight. And she got taken on by Cotton Valley, who was well backed. But she just did not want to give that lead up. And battling back on with tenacious fashion on the running, she saw her main market rival off in pretty decisive fashion in the end. Prior to that, she'd run well at Clonmel. So that victory certainly wasn't coming as a flash in the pan. And I do like it when Mark Fahey's got his horse in good nick as well, like he seems to have with his 6-year-old mare. So Farina, top price, around about 5-2 this morning. Looks the value call there in race number 4. On to the 7 o'clock then. It's the first of the chase races here. And there's, without question, Gangster sets a really good standard here for the Henry de Bromhead Stable. He should really be winning this. His four runs over fences have all been of a very high standard. And he's actually been running in Grade 3 contest against the likes of York Hill back in 2017. Of course, Baldart was his last run over the larger obstacles before signing off. He was a creditable fourth, let's say, the last time we saw him behind Jet Ski in a conditions hurdle at Leopardstown back in March. And that should have really should really team up for a race of this nature. Pavani jumps a clear round. He's a keen going sort from the front. One can see him dominating here and setting himself up for what should be a reasonably good summer stroke autumn campaign. I won't say the main danger, but certainly one to keep an eye on anyways. You ain't seen nothing yet. Who's a big, strong, strapping son of Yates in keeping with his yards horses. He certainly has plenty of size and substance. And I think he'll make a nice chaser further down the line. Whether it's tonight or not, whenever he gets off the mark, is open to question. But he's certainly got conditions in his favour. And he was in the process of running a big race for the last time we saw him at Fairy House when he tipped up at the second last. Of course, it was a race eventually won by Blast of Cooman. But that form in the context of this race is certainly good enough to see him in the frame with a clear round. I'd certainly rather back him each way at 7-1 than Eschital, who the ground looks to be pretty desperate for the first time of asking. That Gordon Elliott 8-yard wants decent ground. So Gangster should really be taking this. But if you didn't want to back him at a short price, then perhaps an each way bet on you ain't seen nothing there. Or a bet without the favourite could be the answer there. On to the penultimate then, a very competitive looking 2.5 mile handicap chase here. And Take the Cash is the one that stands out here on recent form. I do like the way he travelled the other day in that race down in Limerick. And even though he couldn't go by Concordian, he was very, very tough on the running. It certainly was enough to suggest Andrew McNamara's 9-year-old is going to be very competitive here tonight. The time figure of that race, incidentally, was very good for the grade. I thought the winner posted a good number compared to the other beginner's chase on the card, won by a classier sort. So I'm hopeful this form line will begin to work itself out. And off a very low weight here tonight, then this Take the Cash with Dylan Maxwell on board could easily justify my beliefs that race down in Limerick could be a good one. Obviously, we've got to certainly respect Glenwood forever. If he comes back to his best, he's a very capable sort. And of course, Kilbeggan suits him. He's got 2 wins in 3 starts. And a favourable mention also goes to Bold Sky as well, who represents the formidable combination of Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy. But for me, Take the Cash, top price, 4-1 this morning. Looks a good each-way bet there in that penultimate. On to the final race. And once again, we've got a Willie Munnings Train bumper horse here in the shape of Stay Humble, who should really be justifying his position in the market. He's run the other day down in Corkson. He suggested he's going to be very difficult to beat. He came up against a very tough opponent in the shape of Impatient Partner, who just outstayed him in the latter stage. But there was nothing wrong with the effort. There were 31 lengths clear of the rest. And he went through the contest like a good horse as well. So hopefully tonight will be the night for Stay Humble to get off the mark under rules. Thanks very much then for listening to the this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race jump programme at Ballinrobe beginning at 5:35. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.